Yes, to be presented at next month's public hearing. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence Exhibit A. The staff files, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit B. The Planning Commission will hear one new concept request, which will be presented during the Monday, October, which should be Tuesday, October 10th, 2017 public hearing. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. And you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Has everybody read the August minutes? You want to make any changes or suggestions?
I'll make a motion to approve the August 14th and 21st minutes.
Anybody want a second? Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, concept 17-35, Forsyth Senior Event Center.
Give me a brief second as I was taking the minutes. Monina's on vacation, so I was writing down the vote there. Concept number 1735 is the East State Highway 76, Forsyth, Missouri. It's the Forsyth Senior Event Center, and our representative is Philip Edwards. Just a little review on this concept is the applicant is requesting the ability to add the following uses to the Senior Friendship size property at 11048 East State Highway 76, Forsyth. And the items listed in their application were galleries, a community hall, dance hall, exhibition hall, a lecture hall, and a covered farmer's market. This property is what I commonly called the Manly property at the top of the hill above the Bull Shoals Bridge. City of Forsyth in our upper left-hand corner. The Bull Shoals Bridge is right here, and as you come up the hill, top of the hill, the property is on the east side of Highway 76. Everybody kind of got their bearings where we are, know where we're going. The subject property involved with this request is an approximate 3/4 acre parcel of the 7 3/4 acres owned by the Senior Friendship site that is in the county. The remaining 7 acres is within the city of Forsyth city limits. So the only property coming through this for the Planning Commission is this little L-shaped piece right there. And here's the 7 acres that lay within the city. And here's our little piece that's coming through. And here's some different pictometry views. This one will be from the west. I believe actually the front part of this building's already been tore off and it's just a concrete slab. From the east.
Go back to the other picture, Scott.
This one?
The next one back. There, back.
So this part of the building's already been removed, and it's just a concrete slab now, and they've did some repairs and put garage doors on this part of the building.
Just hold that picture right there.
Okay. Can do it.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Phil?
Good evening. I understand you guys had some questions about the property.
Just to let the Planning Commission know, on our last meeting, I think it was Randy Hayes had brought up a question about the entrance. So I've talked with Philip on that and let him know it was a concern. And okay. Yeah, I think he's come prepared to address that. So.
Yeah, I think that's what we all want to know.
Big pardon?
I said, I think we all want to know how you're going to, if there's anything you're going to change there.
No. We, when we developed the property in its entirety,
We plan to eliminate any and all access to the property off of Highway 76. All future, when the property is developed, all future access to it will be off of Shoals Bend or Remus Road. And we have to adjust the MoDOT as far as some safety features going along with this. We're going to look into like blinking yellow lights, traffic signs to slow traffic down as they come around that curve, because as you all know, it's kind of a blind spot. So these are the things that we're going to be investigating as we go along and develop the property.
Scott, do you have one of the all their properties that they own there?
What's that?
The other part that they have in the city.
Not on this one. That one right there, I do.
Yeah, okay. So they do. They can come down Shoals Bend quite a ways. So you'd be entering off onto the city. What's in the city limits, basically.
Mm-hmm. And Remus Road.
Yeah, Remus Road. Okay. Yeah.
You're wanting to use the road there on the corner while you're doing construction?
Do you have any plans at all at this time to change your entrance to the building?
To entrance to the building?
Yes, off the highway.
Where
at this time?
Not at this time. If any of you have been out there, you notice that concrete. It's a light area right in front of the building. It's a concrete area where it looks like a driveway. We've barricaded that up because it was too dangerous.
Which is this one right here, correct?
Yes. So right now, there's two additional entrances. Yeah, we're right there and then down there. And there's a third one down a little bit further right there, which we are using to access the entire piece of property. So the real dangerous one there in front of the building has been blocked off.
Is there any reason you can't go ahead and make your adjustments and bring it on down to the road, Shoals Bend at this point?
Funds. As funds are available, those things will be developed, and we'll work on those.
If I'm understanding you right, the one you're going to use is the one closest to Shoals Bend, correct? That's the one you're using now?
Actually, they're using all three.
All three.
Using all three right now.
Yes. So there's not any. We try to eliminate any backup.
You got decent line of sight on all three of those. It's the one on the corner.
Yeah.
That's the scary one.
Yes.
Everyone knows.
That's where MoDOT will have to. We'll have to work with them and see what we can do about slowing traffic turning, coming around that corner.
Would you be opposed for us to make it mandatory to use that very nearest entrance to Shoals Bend Road and close the other two off?
I'm not sure which ones you're referring to.
Let me zoom in. Let me see if I can.
The road that you're using now, the very end entrance, closest to Shoals Bend, where the Circle Drive is now.
There it is.
Yes, that one right there.
Okay.
And then here's your other two.
West of the Circle Drive. Would there be any reason why you couldn't use that one?
I believe they are using that.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, but close the other two off.
You still got a decent line of sight, though, on the other two.
Yeah. On the middle one there, come down a little bit. Yeah, that one right there.
Yeah.
That one has a pretty good line of sight coming around.
285, and this is just this is not 100%.
Yeah, almost a half a mile. That's almost a half a mile.
No,
don't that say 27
miles?
No, 287.5 feet.
I didn't think it was quite that long.
Yeah.
It's got to be more than that, though, Scott.
Well, I mean, I'm not, Randy would have to kind of guide me. I'm not the. When do you think that you'd see it from there? Because it's across the road, even back in here to 322, you think? Do you have a feel for that, Randy?
Pulling out of Summit Ridge, which is the road across from
there. Right there.
It's really blind from people going west.
This one is, yeah.
Correct. Now, you got a little more sight distance to that farther one to the west where you're at. But
yeah, that's the, that would be suitable, I would think.
Yeah, the last one and then the further one closer to Shoals Bend.
Yeah.
I mean, that one that's up there by Summit Ridge, it's still, it's pretty dangerous.
But it's there.
But
it's
it still is in there. The corner. It is there.
It's there, and you're not going to use it whenever you get your building built, are you?
It's not an everyday thing. It's right now, it's just Tuesdays and Saturdays that it's being used.
He actually showed me the first time I'd seen it as a concept. There was like a drive here. This is all parking, a drive over here. And he has that if you want to just gender at it.
Can I show you what our master plan for the property is?
There are actually two entrances into the property proposed.
Which you would use a stop sign here. And then you would close everything off like you said.
Yes. When these are developed, all any and all.
But this middle entrance would not be bad.
Is this Summit right here? Is that what this is representing?
Yes,
that's
Summit.
So
they're using Shoals Road.
Ramus
Road that come out off of it.
Yeah, that one you wouldn't want to use. Well, this, like you said, this is way down the road. We got to worry about today. This second entrance here of the U-turn or the circle drive, I can see using that one full time and closing the other two off that are further to the east, making everybody go in and out that driveway.
Well, I can see the middle one. The other one down the closest to Shoals Bend.
Yeah, no, the other one, like you're saying.
Yeah, he's saying the two. The one on your circle drive that's the farthest toward Shoals
Bend.
And
the one furthest to the west.
Yeah. Well, the one he's not wanting to see. The one he's talking about is the one closest to Summit Ridge right there. Not use that
and
one,
the one
and then
building.
The one for the building that you've already got.
Which is already
closed.
Right. Then you got at least some sight distance.
Mm-hmm.
It takes
more people turning into Shoals Bend.
Not very much.
You already have an arena.
There's already an arena set up there.
I don't think so.
Correct?
That's
on the
way up here.
Now, show
where
okay.
That arena is set.
It's O'Remus. O'Remus is coming.
O'Remus Road is one of the
bad ones. It's a bad one unless you're coming east, but that's a county road. So.
I don't see any problem. Ramus Road, County Road, it's a kind of a dangerous left turn.
That's
how
the arena's set.
So it's basically, these are them existing entrances.
Mm-hmm. The one closest to Summit Ridge as well.
So these need to go away anyway.
But this eventually go away.
But there's no telling when. We're worried about today.
Yeah. Is it possible to put a temporary in here?
Take it over. This is Shoals Bend,
correct? This is Shoals Bend.
Yeah,
Shoals Bend.
Yeah.
Shoals
Bend.
Over
is
here. That's Shoals Bend.
Can I ask a question? Has there ever been an accident on individuals turning onto Ramus Road that you know of?
I couldn't tell you that.
The Sheriff's Department was
voicing concern on this one. Yeah. Just on the one with the pad, Randy, or did they... Were they talking more about around the corner?
Just the existing entrances here. They had a concern with
that one there.
Just being the senior center and trying to get turned in and enter and exiting.
You're talking about where the loop's at?
That one and where the building is, because they weren't sure what entrances were going to be used or not. So.
How's it Philip?
Yes.